you keep your Rolling Stones records? Any friend of Sasha Distan?
It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go to, my
Yeah, In What World? Scurrilous rumours that we were letting him shop around. It's not the case. I'm pleased to say he's on the line, Sparty.
Oh, it's ludicrous, preposterous, gregarious, all those words that end in us.
Yeah.
I'm rock solid to you blokes. Not going anywhere.
Where's this rumour come from, anywhere. Sparty? Because I was unaware of anything until Joel just blurted it out.
You know that very well-respected and credentialed thing called Twitter. There was some hijinks, Brian. A bit of hijinks by a couple of rascals on Twitter, I think.
Okay.
I'm here. I was away last week due to a HIA, an errant frisbee in the park. Took me down and needed a little bit of time to get over it. But I'm back. Hey, I got a scoop for you. Where are we this week? 39 still? Or not? On the, what is it, the podcast world rankings?
Oh, I don't know. Where are we?
We don't know. We find out next week. So we're hoping we can jump up a couple.
What's the scoop?
For many, many years, whenever I go and see a film, I go to Rhodes Cinema. Mm. And right out there, out the front, is a wonderful little Japanese seafood, little Japanese sort of food kiosk slash restaurant called Tarafuku. And it's a great place. Tarafuku.
And what do the locals call it?
Just Tara. I've got to know the people there for quite some time because I go there a lot. I love it. You know, when the films are there, and you know, I'm a once a weeker.
Mm.
And I've been reliably informed that in a, you know, unprecedented theatre meeting culture, the closing ceremony, I've got a tip-off of something that might happen in it. You want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Quite amazing.
Mm.
So given the circumstances, the very serious circumstances we're facing around the world with the COVID, they've decided, the good people of Tokyo, to get a circle of 100 people in the middle of the main stadium, if you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sort of all around the halfway mark in a circle. And they're just going to get ninjas, and they're going to sit around in the empty stand, and in an old-fashioned blow dart method, they're going to shoot the blow dart and give them their shot. So they're going to get their AstraZeneca as part of the closing ceremony.
Oh, brilliant.
That's magic.
How good is that?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Magic.
And Tara's never lied to me at all. So if she's telling me this is going to happen, it's going to happen. Anyway... IWF, has obviously current and pertinent with the Olympics. I thought we'd take a deep delve into collaboration of sports throughout the Olympics. Mm. Maybe it's a tip towards 2032. You know, Anastasia might be listening. She'd be listening. Big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just imagine this. You've got the fellow who, for the Aussie, who delivered the discus. I've forgotten his name, but he's very good, right? Just imagine any discus thrower. So they're out there in the middle of the stadium.
Yeah, Matt
and they
Denny.
Launch the discus. Matt Denny, right? So Matt Denny is up there, and they launch the discus. And then in the crowd or just around, you've got the trap shooting guys, all ladies.
Yep.
So he launches, and then they've got to shoot it.
Yep. What do you think, Fletch?
IWF, doesn't that make sense?
What about this one, Sparty, that the contestants in the crowd have different colour bullets so you can tell which colour.
Who got the shot.
Who got the shot.
Beautiful. Every good idea needs nuancing and refinement, and you've already started. It's brilliant. Do you reckon they'd have to change the discus to actually be made out of clay? Because you could get ricochet off the metal discus. And
could we use a real pigeon? Could we use a real pigeon?
Yeah, brush the discus.
What, they launch a pigeon?
Yeah. he gets a pigeon.
How do you reckon that'd go?
And he hurls it. Well, I mean, I'm just suggesting it.
Just for state of play is the pigeon in?
No, he's crook. He's crook. It's one of those ones in Martin Place. One of those rank ones you get in Martin Place.
Pigeon. So... there's a pigeon with limited time anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no. I can't see anybody getting upset at that. No. I think that's a really good idea, Brian.
Yeah, no one will blow about it.
No,
What about other sports? Like, could you have javelin and fencing going toe-to-toe? So someone just flogs a javelin and at the other end there's a fencer trying to deal with what's coming toward it?
Yeah, or maybe have the javelin as the divers are jumping off the high thing. So they're mid, and then the javelins are... You'd have to probably put a little bit of a soft end on it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to sort of skewer someone. That'd, you know, again, that'd upset a few people. But the same principle, I think, like those toy Nerf guns you get, you could put a soft thing on the end of the, javelin. Yeah. And,
I got one for you, Sparty. What about combined equestrian with the high jump? Those horses can get a pretty high.
Oh, yes.
What, so Mitch Stark's coming in on the angle.
He's coming in. He's coming in on Kiwi, and boom, up he goes.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Those horses can jump.
I'm seeing him doing it separately, though. I'm seeing Andrew Hoy on Tibiscus, his horse that he loves.
Yeah.
He's jumping over the fence at the same time as, not Mitch Stark, what's the other fellow's name?
Brandon.
Brandon
Matt Denning's roommate,
He's jumping, like, so you've got dual jumping over it, and whoever knocks it down first, you're out.
Yeah.
Get
that up, yeah.
What about piranhas in the canoe or the, you know, when they go down the rapids? So if you fall out, you get eaten.
Yeah, throw them underneath the balance beam as well.
Okay, Bob.
Yep. Go and see how you go there, Simone.
Yeah, and you know what else I reckon you should have?
Mm.
Have a net above the trampoline. So if you overachieve and get too high and your head hits the net, you get an electric shock.
Beautiful.
That would work.
Beautiful.
As well.
Beautiful.
The other one that I wanted to talk about was the swimming, which has been great. And you know the underwater angles you get? So you can see whether they've turned and how quickly and all that.
Mm.
What about, instead of just having your good old boring concrete bottom of the pool, have a secondary glass ceiling, and then underneath that, you have sharks. And just brim, flathead, some guppies.
Yeah.
Some, you know, just there. And because then your underwater camera angle, you see the swimmers, which is great.
Yeah.
But then you just sort of pan out wide, and you get the local sea life. You could get an otter. Or even a seal down there. That'd work.
I like it.
Otter.
Love it. I love it, in fact.
An otter.
I tell you what, the week off's done you some wonders, Sparty.
Yeah, I'm struggling. I am. It's the rest of my family consists of four women, wife and three daughters, right?
Mm.
And all of them are working from home or schooling from home. Mm. And I tell you what, you just got to go in there. You just got to keep a low profile. Because there's already stuff going on that you don't know about when I'm coming home from work. I don't know what's going on through the day, but there's a lot of people wanting to be top dog is probably the best way to put it. And I just go in there and I just go very, very low profile, sit in the corner of the lounge and either watch the Olympics or Forged in Fire.
I had a bit of an issue. I'm same as you, mate. I've got the four women in the house and I had a bit of an issue. Mm. I came out of the downstairs shower and unbeknownst to me, my middle child was on a Zoom, but the computer was just left. The computer was just left on the kitchen table, and I just walked past it to get something out of the fridge.
Yeah.
And Maya was nowhere. I didn't realise it was just a computer there.
Yeah.
And I just quickly to get a towel. There's no towel on the down. So I walked past the kitchen, grabbed a drink.
Yeah.
Didn't think there was anything there.
Oh, so you stop on the towel run. You've just had a bit of a detour for the drink.
Quick drink.
Yeah.
And then I walked past the camera.
Yeah.
But apparently, that underwater camera got a good look at the otter.
poor
old year 10 girls are just going, hang on.
Don't worry about that. What about their mums wanting them to ring up again? Zoom it in. Get them
again.
Former Origin great.
Hey, Sparty, you've created a couple of monsters. People are now texting me saying they're WOAing, watching Olympics alone. People are sending sending me pictures of kebabs saying, in what world? Mate, what have you started?
Yeah. Well, hopefully a little bit more lunacy in a world that needs it, Joel. Yeah. I'm in deep discussion with both Bunnings and my local kebab shop to be the test case for it. And when I say deep discussions, I said to the local kebab shop, what do you reckon, mate? I go and buy 10 buckets, $7.90. I'll bring them up here and we'll just get 10 of your regulars, get 10 who you like, and we're going to throw the bucket in for free and we'll see how they go. He just looked at me and shook his head, and I took that to mean a yes. So stand by, as they say, at the races.
Speaking of Bunnings, by the way, Gladys was asked why Bunnings was still open, and she just said, next question, next question.
Not one, not one case of transmission in any aisle at any Bunnings.
You can't
ever
get it in Bunnings. It's a safe house.
And you're allowed to take your mongrel in there as well. I reckon that's helping.
Oh, yeah.
What other hardware shop can you take your mongrel into?
You can't.
And everybody just accepts it. No. There's not many, is there? No.
Oh, I can't
imagine
think of one.
Imagine taking your mongrel into Woolworths.
Could you take your mongrel into the Royal Albert? Yeah. Could you take your mongrel in to get a growler?
You can take your mongrel. No, you can keep your mongrel outside. If you want to get your growler while you're holding your mongrel, you can go and get it, but it's got to be outside.
Oh, Spartany. Love it, mate. Mm. And so just to confirm, we've spoken to the board and they have assured us that your position is under no threat.
Oh, mate, look, I came over from, I don't even know how BSB got bought into it. Came over from Talking Sport, my mates there. Still love them, but, you know, sometimes you just got to move on in life. And that's where we are. We're with you.
Hey, by the way, people. How did you get the move? Because you have got full support of the board, but how did you, what prompted the move?
Oh, look, it was hiatus. I took a year off to look at myself and where I wanted to be in a year. And in that particular year, SEN was created. It was a conduit for an old bloke just to go, you know what? It's time. Now, I said to myself one day, it's time. That's what I said. I got up, said, Sparty, it's time. That's what I said. And then the time happened to coincide with your time. I was at 10 to 4, you're at 4, we collided, now we're at 20 past 4, and you know, the rest, as they say, is history.
Very good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but we're actually 23 minutes to 5. Anyway, which means we've got to speak to Brendan Cowell. Sparty, outstanding work.
See you, boys.